Good morning. Today is Chof Vav Sivan, June 4th. We're holding in Simon Tov Ayin Aleph in the Ramah on page 158 on the top. So what I'd like to do is just read the beginning of the Ramah again, and then we'll continue from where we left off yesterday. Hagah, says the Ramah, Aval Matzo, we're in Sif Beis. The matzah that one uses to fulfill his mitzvah of the Seder night, he cannot eat that matzah the whole entire day of the 14th of Nisan. He
doesn't understand what's going on.
He's too young. Motel hachilo, you're permitted to give him matzah. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah rather, is telling us there's no mitzvah of chinuch, of educating the child to make sure he learns that you should not be eating matzah now. He's too young. Sif katan yud gimul in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't know. So, I'll just share with you, Rav Yashiv tells us, before we see the Mishnah Berurah even, that up to the age of 5, the katan does not understand that of topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They might come home, the little kids come home and sing their songs, the 4-year-olds, but they don't really understand the inyan of what's going on, really. They can't really relate to it. So you can still, up to the age of 5, you can still give the matzah, real matzah, that'd be fulfilled by the Seder night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval im yesh bo das lahavin ein hachiloi matzah. If a child has the capability intellectually to understand, then one should not give him matzah. The dashinon, because we learn out, when it says v'higadet levincha, you should relate the story ba'avor zeh, as we say in the Haggadah, lo yamarti ela b'shoa shematzah omorer munachim lefanecha. When you have the matzah and the morer placed in front of you, v'mile yaben kvar kreisoi b'matzah lo shayich loymar ba'avor zeh sheni chidush lekotan. And if the child already filled his stomach with matzah, then you can't say ba'avor zeh. It doesn't fit in. She'enu chidush l'katan. It's not a new thing for the katan. So he's saying here that if the child is already old enough that he can relate to, then he should not be eating the matzah. V'enu chiluk bein katan l'katana. There's no difference between a child or a boy or girl. It's important to note that women are chayiv in the mitzvahs of the Seder, just like men are. It's important to note that for the wives who are serving the food, for the daughters who are helping serve the food, unfortunately, sometimes women exert themselves to such a degree that they're so exhausted, they can finally sit down. Pesach is finally here, there's no more cleaning, no more cooking. They're sitting down, and then they fall asleep. And then they're not able to perform the mitzvahs of the night. And the Gemara tells very clearly, Afim hayu ba'ayis ha'neis, they were also involved with the neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even more so, Chazal tell us that in the merit of the righteous women, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. So it's extremely important that they fulfill these mitzvahs properly. Says, yes. Sif Kotin Yodalev Mutla Achiloi Kol Hayoim, you're permitted to give the child food, this matzah the whole entire day. Further in the Ramah, V'yesh Noegin Shaloi Lechol Chazeres Be'erev Pesach Kidei Lechol Moror L'Tiyovoin. There are those that refrain from eating Chazeres the whole entire day of Erev Pesach. This is what they call chasa, the lettuce, the romaine lettuce, perhaps. In order to eat the maror with a teyavoin, with an appetite as well. So it's an interesting Mishnah Berurah where he says, Sif Kontes Vav, V'ein l'minig ze tam. Now, he's not saying that the minig is tasteless. He's saying there is no source for such a minig. And in number 14, in the Dershu, they bring from the Aruch HaShulchan, they bring as follows. That the Aruch HaShulchan tells us, Shari ein hamara nechla teyavain. Adarabba zehu zeichele inoy. The mara is not eaten with a appetite to look forward to eating this maror. Maror is the bitter. It's bitter, is that's what it is. Lachain ein lesser la'ichloi b'er Pesach. Therefore, we don't forbid to eat it in Erev Pesach, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, let's see further. Back in Tanta Ramah tells us, V'chein b'yoyim rishon shal Pesach, k'dei l'ochloi b'lel sheni l'teyavoyin, v'chein noyigin g'tzas, l'mayit b'achilas matzah b'yom rishon mehay taima. That people would be careful to have less food on the first day of Pesach, to make sure that when it comes to Seder night, they would be able to have the teyavon, taiva for the food, a desire for the food, an appetite for the food. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, V'chei Noyagin, B'yom Rishon, Min HaMincha L'mayla, for Mincha and up. That's when we should be careful not to eat too much food. Min HaDin, Sarich Lezor, B'chol Yom Tov Rishon, B'bnei Shehu, Erev Yom Tov Sheni, K'mo Yishkos Magen Avraham, Misim Tov Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Katan Aleph. Now this applies, but every time we have a Yontif, in Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days Yontif. So on the first day of Yontif, we should not overeat, because then comes the night of the second day already, we won't have any room for eating the Suda. So we should be careful, let it be Sukkis, let it be Shuas, anytime. The Ramah continues and says, V'yesh mechmir n'oy sh'loy lecho peris k'dei lecho l'hacharoises leti avoin, v'ein lachu sh'mina gohu. The Ramah says there are those who are machmir not to eat fruit, sh'loy lecho peris, in order to eat the charoises, which is on the Seder plate, with an appetite. However, the Ramah says, ein lachu sh'mina gohu. V'yesh mechmir sh'loy lefarer oy lishbar ha'matzah izbera pesach, sh'loy lovoy lecho mihem, not to break up the matzahs and make crumbs out of it. It's interesting how the Ramah brings down minhagim that are incorrect. It seems like he's saying, don't be concerned with these minhagim. Then he tells us, matzah shenefa kitikno, matzah that was baked properly, v'achakach nisparro v'niloyshe b'yayin Hashem, and then it was scattered, it was crumbled, and then kneaded with wine or oil. Eina nikris matzah ashira v'asur l'ochlo b'erev Pesach. It's not called matzah ashira, and it would be forbidden to eat it on Erev Pesach. Okay, so what's the Ramah referring to? Person might think that if I take my matzah, and then after it's crushed up, I mix it up, I make something with it, so it's not called the matzah that I can't eat on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. He says, no, you cannot eat that on Erev Pesach. Sif Katan Yud Zayin in Mishneh Berurah. Ve'ein nachosh gam lezeh, kevin sheni rogel b'achilos matzah kol hashana. The Mishneh Berurah says, in regards to breaking up the matzah and eating it, ein nachosh gam lezeh, kevin sheni rogel b'achilos matzah kol hashana, since you're not used to eating matzah the whole year round. V'ni loisha, and then you knead it with wine or oil. If you didn't mix it with the wine or oil, of course it's asr, because it's regular matzah, which is just crushed. It's crumbs now. Of course, it's regular matzah that you can fulfill your obligation of eating matzah on the Seder night with these crushed matzahs. That's why you should not eat it on Erev Pesach. Well, but we're talking about the actual matzah itself can be used. That matzah can be used. B'yayin the shemen, sif kod nyetest, b'yin shenefes achakach shenes, b'yin shaloi nefes ratzaloi lechol kimoishi. Irrelevant whether it was baked a second time in the wine or oil, or whether it was not baked a second time in the wine or oil. Sifkad and Chaf, and Nikres, Matzah Ashira, Vasur Lachal Bar Pesach. It's not called Matzah Ashira. And then you would not, therefore, you would not be permitted to eat it Erev Pesach. It's not, the name of Matzah is not taken away from it. To fulfill your chiyuv of matzah with this, it's not appropriate. To feed mash in this bar leel simin kuf samaches b'mishnebru sevkan nuntes ayin sham egam lochush layesh misha oimer degam zebechla matzah shira. And also in regards to be concerned to that to the gam lochush layesh misha oimer to that opinion degam bezeh. This is also included in Matzah Shir. This is only when it wasn't baked. Aval im bishlo k'moshe noigim in seno. Lasses kadur mi matzah. We make balls out of matzah. You know what they're called?
Matzah balls.
K'neidloch. K'neidloch, right? Everybody's getting an appetite now. By matzah muvushelis b'kli rishoin. Motel la'ochlo k'aydim sha'asiris. This you could eat before the 10th hour of the day. The zeba vadalei mikri matzah can mavor the simen tov samachalaf. This is not called matzah. He wanted to taste the knedelach beforehand, and erev Pesach, before the 10th hour, it's not a problem. Okay. I'm saying halachically. Don't mess up with your wife's food, though. Okay. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Em hischi lecho kodem sho asiris umashcha sudosa delaylo. If you started eating when it was permissible for you to eat, and then your suda continues until the night, these are the same halachas that are discussed in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph on Hilchos Shabbos in regards to stopping and covering up the food, which we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. Mitzvah. The Ramah tells us, "Lirchoitz legaleich be'erav yomtiv." It's a mitzvah to wash yourself, bathe, and to shave. Now, shave doesn't necessarily mean shave totally. It could mean just to get haircuts and fix the beard. And be'erav yomtiv, live a little boyish begodim noim, and to wear nice clothing, k'moy b'Shabbos, just like on Shabbos. V'ayin le'el simin reish samach v'reish samach beis. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Im Hischi Lechol, if you started eating before the 10th hour of the day, and then your Suda continues until the night. Hainu Matzah Ashira, we're talking about, you started with egg matzah. But it's a loymar, the Afshe Hischi Bezman Heter, even though you started when you were permitted to eat it, Mikr Hadin, Mikomoko Im Tzorich Lahafsik, you have to stop. V'einu Mutu Lechol, Rak ad bein hashmashes. You can only eat up until bein hashmashes, up until twilight. Va'achakach tzorich lahamtin ad sheyeh vade laila. Then you have to wait until it's definitely night. Chmoishin is bar b'simen tof ayin beis. As we'll see in simen tof ayin beis in a few minutes, where it discusses a pyris mapa al hashulchan mekadesh. You cover up the table, the food with a tablecloth, and then you make kiddush. That's what the Mechaber means when he says that these halachas of starting beforehand are the same halachas of Erev Shabbos when you started your meal and then you went into Shabbos. Well, the Fimas Konas HaPoyskim Leil Shom, Im Shosa Yayin Mitchila B'Soich HaSuda. If a person ate, well, you don't eat wine, he drank wine B'Soich HaSuda during the meal he started earlier, he doesn't make another Bori Priyagofen. What does he do? He makes the Kiddush of Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman. That's the bracha he makes. V'achar kach oimer Haggadah k'nohog. And then he says the Haggadah accordingly. U'chshemagil achila, when it comes to eating, yivarach al achilas matzah, v'loi hamoitzi, kevin shu b'soich hasuda. So he doesn't make the bracha of hamoitzi on the matzah, he just makes the bracha al achilas matzah, because he already made his hamoitzi earlier.
So is he starting?
Achein, lefim in ageinu, shemavarachin al kois v'kois, al kol kois v'kois, but according to our custom, that we make a bracha in every single cup of wine, mishum the whole kais of kais mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because every single kais is a separate mitzvah. V'tignu chazal bracha leim, and chazal said to make a separate bari priya gofen. Near dafilo b'zet tzarich lavarich al kol kais of kais. We see on this he has to make a bracha on every single cup. V'le mifter b'mashe beiruch mitchila al hayayin besuda. He's not exempt that he made a bari priya gofen earlier. Because we're saying, and we make every all of four cups of wine, make a whole new bari priya gofen. Because v'achroinim, the lefi minagram mola el and simen tafim dalad dey noigin lechol matzah shira afilu ber pesach. As Rabbi Joel pointed out yesterday, that we don't have any matzah on our pesach. We're not having matzah. The minag is not to have matzah, or at least already from Rosh Chodesh, if not from before. This whole halacha is not applicable. This whole din of the mechaber. So in the back, as Yerachmiel pointed out, you could have this case. They said also, by a chayla, a sick person, or a zakein, or an elderly person who started earlier and he's just continuously eating a little here, a little there throughout the day. Because in the Ramaz case where we don't eat matzah, so it's not, he didn't wash. So the whole case does not exist in the Ramaz scenario, unless he was a choyl or a zakin. Sif kodn chaf beis. We're saying here that you should make sure you wash yourself before yontif, achar chatzois, after chatzois and erev Pesach. Yelech lebeis hamerchatz, go to take a bath, v'yitbol lechvayit haregel, and go to the mikvah in honor of the yontif. V'achar tefilas amincho nochon shis aseik v'dinei karban Pesach. After mincho, it's appropriate to be involved with the halachas of karban Pesach. V'yachshev loy hakodesh baruch hu k'ilo kiyem b'poyel, and the kodesh baruch hu will view it that this that you were learning about the halachas of Karan Pesach as if you actually brought the Karan Pesach. Uvishlo hetik miseder hayoyim ma sheyilmoid kol adam. In the Shlo HaKadosh, he brings down the actual learning schedule a person should have on Erev Pesach. V'ein mavrin ha'ovil b'Erev Pesach. One does not do sudas havra, give the meal to a mourner. If there's Rachman Atzlan, a mourner in Erev Pesach, one does not give this to them in Erev Pesach. And in Sifkatin Chaf Vav, he brings down that the Sharatzim brings down that if it was before Halayochel Havra, the last seven words of the last line there, the Sharatzim, all the way in the bottom. The last few words in the line there, that a person can give chametz to the avil if it was, of course, before the zman of iser chametz. If a person is still permitted to eat chametz, you can give him a chametz, give him the actual bread, not matzah bread. And this is before the iser chametz begins. We're now going to start Simen Tuf Ayin Beis. Dinei Heseba of Arba Koyseis. The halachas of Heseba and Arba Koyseis. So Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yehei Shulchonei Oruch Miboidioim Kedei Lecho Miyad Kishetechshach. A very important halacha. Very, very important halacha. A person's table should be set before Yontif begins. Set means from A to Z. Of course, the food doesn't have to be on the table. The food could be fresh from the oven or fridge. But when people come home from shul, that is not the time to start putting on the table the plates and the silverware. That's not the time to start setting the table. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Kidei lecho miyad. Lav dafka doesn't mean you're eating right away. V'hakavana, the intention is, when he says to eat right away, means kidei shia efshaloi, v'haskala seder takeif mishetechshach v'loi lishtahe. But the person should have the ability to eat right away and not have any distractions or starting setting the table or waste time like this. Well, we're talking specifically here, talking to Seder night.
Yeah, but
Pesach.
If it's
Erev Shabbos. What's the difference?
But you can't set the table. You can't prepare on Shabbos.
Well, Erev Shabbos,
yeah. Oh, you're talking about... No. So we're not talking about that case. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exception. Yeah, we're talking... First we start regular case, and the exceptions we'll get to later.
Right. The second night, right?
Yeah, we're not discussing that. We're talking the first night right now. First night. Yeah, Shulchanei Aruch Miboyd Yoyim Kedei Lecho Miyad Kishikteshach, says the Mechaber. Now, he continues, the Mechaber says... Va'af imhu bebeis hamedrash. Even if a person is in the base medrash, yokum, he should get up, close the sefer, v'bnei she mitzvah lemaher v'lechol b'shvil hatidnoikas shlo yishino. He should stop learning. How often do we have a halacha that says stop learning? This is the second time we've come across in Hilchos Pesach. Stop learning, go make sure you do bedikas chametz. Stop learning, make sure you do the Seder. It's very important, very important. We don't want the children to fall asleep. The Seder night is education 101. And we want to make sure we are fulfilling our obligation of educating the children in the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avolo yoyma kiddush ad shetechshach, but we should not say kiddush ad shetechshach until nightfall. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Beis, Ratzolayma, Sha'isik Bili Mudoi, person who was learning, and he should stop. Vuadin Ninyan Tfilo, Tzarech, Lazarius, Atzmoy, Likrois, Kriya Shema, Lispala, Veledach, Taketh the Beisai. So too, by in regards to Kriya Shema, a person should make sure that he davins and goes home. Not a time to start schmoozing. Even if he's talking and learning, he should go home. Shemitzvah lemaher v'lechol. It's a mitzvah to go home and eat right away. He should get home right away and make sure that he starts the suda, the seder, that the children should not fall asleep until he gets home. That the children should, they know that you're not going to wait a lot by the time you start to say that. As it is, by the time you start to the time you actually get to actual eating is a long time. No reason to make things longer. Mamela yishalu, they will ask the questions of manishtano, the yoshiv lahem, and you will answer to them, the yikayim ashekosuv, and you fulfill that which it says, v'yigadze levincho b'yayimahu, and you will tell your child on that day. In number 3, in the top right corner, those are the Dirshu edition, he brings to the Maharil, one of the Rishonim, that he would make sure that the children would sleep Erev Pesach. And to encourage them to sleep Erev Pesach, this way they'll be up later at night. And then this way they'll sleep during the day and they sleep and they'll be up at night by the Seder. Now, in regards to this that we mentioned, that the person should make sure he doesn't tarry and he doesn't take too long by the time he gets home and have all these conversations, this also applies in the Shabbos as well. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, in regards to Kiddush on Friday night, the halacha is as well, Shimaher lekadish v'lizkor es haShabbos be'is k'nisasa, mishum shekol kamo shemagdimin lekodsho harei zeh odif. This is also appropriate. The table should be set also, and a person should make sure he comes in Friday night, comes home from shul. That's not a time for schmoozing. It's not a time for schmoozing with the neighbor. It's not a time for schmoozing with... It's time to go mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoyim, and starting the Shabbos Suda as well. In Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Sif Katan Dalet.